If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Esteemed host,
Jim Fisher. The straps would be great because I can take shits. Pisses too, because pisses will be deflected down on toward my feet.
And Tyler Fox.
Stupidest fucking conversation.
That's what I'm doing later today, man.
Welcome to the downloading episode 274 of Suplex City Limits, recorded July 11th, 2020. I get stoned in the morning and get drunk in the afternoon. It's your boy, the King of Bonks, Al Jim Vicious. And every time I see him, he's down there getting high. My co-host.
While Jim's getting the spins, I'm just going to be over here just flicking the bean, going to town. My name is Tyler Fudge, and yes, I do have a bean.
All right. Charlie Daniels Band Inspired opens this week intros. As Charlie Daniels passed away, I'm a huge fan of Charlie Daniels Band. Seen him live. So rest in peace to him. Even though he's like everybody's grandpa and he turned into a fucking crazy person over the last, especially over the last 3.5 years.
I mean,
you still love Charlie Daniels.
What can you say?
You can find my Spotify. I have an essential playlist, 28 essential Charlie Daniels tracks.
28, Jim. That's a lot of essentials.
I went through the entire discography of the Charlie Daniels Band and selected the best 28 songs.
That's the God's work.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that, you can hit me up or find me on Spotify. So all of that said.
With all that
Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our Patreon, become a producer, get yourself a shout out like bad motherfuckers. Scalding Chris Spalding, Evil Evan, C Money, Scotty the Body, Mizcast, the original fucking Mizcast, Lord LPH, LaShawn Patrick Hamilton, Scary Terry Ansel, Caleb, you should see the size of his Oregon Field, Morgan Field, B Rad Brad, Lucas Gucci Balducci, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, motherfucker. Okay, sorry. It's going crazy. Smack It Down podcast, check them out everywhere podcasts are found. We got Miz Guy, Mike Norris. And the kick-ass Keith Martin, Rice Roni Jabroni, Ty Loney, and Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. Danny Patreon.
Having a hard time reading that list, eh?
God, from pictures. They had to take screenshots because they're like, we're going to change this page arbitrarily and make it way worse. God damn you.
God damn you. Jim's upset.
Why do you do this to me?
Yeah, well, Jim's upset. Anyway. What can you say?
This week on the show, we've got a top three. We'll take a look at the news, talk some New Japan, AEW, NXT. Who knows what else we'll get into?
We can talk about some Fighter Fest. We could talk about a little bit of Great American Bash. We can even talk about OnlyFans and my favorite topic, puppies. So yeah,
puppies, right?
Yeah. Puppies.
Then maybe have a little video game and music corner at the end. So
who knows?
Let's get into the shit. As we do every single week with this week's SCL Top 3.
Suplex City Limits.
Top 3!
Suplex City Limits Top 3. Top 3 matches of the week. don't know where to start. I guess they're in no particular order, so let's start with the New Japan match.
Well, let's do it.
Okada versus Evil in the final of the New Japan Cup. Yes. Was a very good match, main event style, and motherfucker, there were people in the crowd.
There were. I think they were doing, 30% or something like that?
I mean, it looked like people were pretty close to each other, but I don't know.
I mean, hey, this all went down in Japan much earlier than it did here on this side of the world. I mean, America's still getting ravaged by it, but hey, Canada's not doing so bad.
They're a lot smarter than us.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100%.
By all accounts, that shit should have ravaged that country because there's about, you know, 5 Japanese people per square foot in fucking Tokyo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The motherfuckers are like riding on each other's shoulders across the street and shit.
But no, it didn't seem to ravage. I mean, like, who knows? They are always worried about that second wave coming back to Japan. But as of right now, we got some wrestling with a crowd and it is delightful.
It is really, really fucking nice. This match is really good. I had issues with it. They did a lot of overbooked bullshit, you know, but
yeah,
there's a distraction, you know, and then there's a pile of chairs in the ring while the ref is down. It's like, dude, come on, man. It's just a lot of that overbooked bullshit. Yeah. But
I mean, the
Evil wins. I guess you have to, you know. Like, well, Okada got fucked over. he got dropped on a pile of chairs behind the ref's back. Then later on, he also got attacked from behind.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, you see that Evil has joined the Bullet Club.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big Evil. I was trying to figure it out the whole time I watched him. I'm like, why do I not like Evil? Because he's really good in the ring and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that character, I think. It's just like the whole deal of... It's just cheesy to me, I guess. Him coming out and shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him if he lost the getup, because when I first started watching New Japan, his getup was very cheap looking. It was the same getup, but it just looked very Halloween knockoff.
Oh yeah, dude, he had like the fucking Halloween store sigh and shit.
Yeah, and it was so plastic looking and fake. And now at least it's gotten better, you know, where the stuff actually looks a little bit more legit, but it's still a very, much like the match, an overbooked gimmick. He has everything. He has the hood. He has the eye makeup. He has a sigh. He has a hologram. He has a laser. He has everything.
Laser.
Yeah. It's like Robbie Eagles. Why do you need every headband, armband, wristband, fucking dick band in the world? You know what I mean? Like, just wear one. I don't need to see tassels everywhere. You look like a fucking multicolored kite.
Robbie Eagles or
yeah, Robbie or Eagles. I mean, like Evil can too. It's a little bit more of a, you know, a gothic kite, but Robbie Eagles is a little bit more bright and colorful.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It was a really good match, though, and I guess Evil wins the New Japan Cup.
Yeah, so it'd be Evil and Naito taking on each other.
And not only, if you haven't been watching New Japan, not only has Okada gone from pants to shorts, he's now gone to full-on trunks.
Yeah, he's cutting those fucking lengths. You know what I mean? He's
next week, he'll probably be in a G-string.
Oh, man. Fuck. One could only hope.
Wow. Just the cheeks on blast.
The Sonny Kiss trunks.
No, dude, I'm straight, except for an attraction to Okada.
maybe Wato next.
Did you see? I didn't see his match because
I didn't either. I mean, I've seen the spiral tap, though.
What's that?
I seen him do a spiral tap. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah. Bringing that back, you don't see a lot of people do that.
Shout out to JD for sending me that. Perfect. Send me the like all the spots and GIF for him. I'll watch him.
I'll watch him over and over and over again.
No, I guess we'll see, but he still looks like a fucking blueberry cereal mascot to
me. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, he's definitely the mascot for Wato Flakes, and better Wato out because he's coming our way.
Blueberry Wato Flakes. Wato Puffs. I like it. New blueberry Wato Puff.
Puff puff Wato pass.
Yeah. So that happened as well. I guess he beats Dookie.
Who's not shocked that he beat Dookie?
Well, moving on from there, we've got Wednesday night Dynamite matches. I guess we'll start off with FTR and the Young Bucks versus Butcher and the Blade and Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, first off, you got the return of the Lucha Brothers. So that right there is enough to fucking just melt my heart. You know what I mean? Because that, if there's anybody that's the tag team equivalent of an MVP for AEW, in my opinion, it's the Lucha Brothers. They're fantastic. I don't give a fuck if they don't use tag rules. I don't care. It's 2020, man. Like, you got people beating each other in the streets. Coronavirus is out there fucking ravaging. We're worried about fucking holding on to tag ropes. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, we are. We are worried about that.
Now, mind you, yes, do I think that there should be more emphasis put on it? Sure. But at the same time, when it doesn't happen, I don't really care.
I like the idea that I've kind of floated on here is that everybody does follow those rules, but because they're Mexican, they just do
They just do lucha. Just do good lucha things. But no, the eight-man tag was absolutely fantastic, where you had spots coming out of the yin-yang. Everybody was doing everything they could to just pop everybody in that building. Was there psychology? Goddamn right there was. There was a lot of psychology between the FTR and the Young Bucks and how they work together as a team and how they're trying not to, you know, do what every wrestling tag team would do if tagged together, and that's attack each other. It was just a beautiful fucking match. Nick Jackson and Phoenix doing shit. I can watch that all day.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who had issues with it, you know, but Ricky Morton was really praising it. He like went over the top on praising that match.
Yeah.
And there was these fucking marks, man, who were like arguing with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, telling Ricky Morton what's good tag team wrestling is okay. Fuck yeah, off. Dude. First off,
okay, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Quit it, because you're dumb.
you look fucking ridiculous. You look fucking ridiculous. I thought it was really good though. I thought it told a fucking great story. FTR and the Bucks at first are not tagging each other. They're not really working together. Slowly as it goes on, they start comboing up each other's fucking moves, which is awesome.
They hit a shatter machine together.
What's the shatter machine called now?
Goodnight Express.
Not, what is it?
Goodnight Express. Like the Midnight Express.
Oh, the Goodnight Express. Okay.
Because everything's like a take on old tag team wrestling, right? And I do like that. There's easily a place for FTR in this whole division, even though the other tag teams are not even close to what FTR does.
Even though they look like fucking wieners having the jobbers steal their pickup and doing nothing about it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Shit happens, I guess.
Yeah. And also in this match, there was some rough shit. I thought the Butcher looked like shit kind of in this match. There's a few times where he's completely lost on what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. He's very green.
Yeah.
He's also very old to start wrestling, too. You know, like he's like 40-something.
I don't know how long he's been wrestling.
I don't think he's been wrestling for too long, you know. I remember seeing him a couple years ago at GCW and finding out who he was and realized, just like, oh, okay, cool. I think he was fairly new to it then.
I've been a long-time fan of that band, though.
Yeah, not me.
Every time I die, they fucking jam.
I mean,
just check it out.
I've listened to a couple songs. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to knock it because like, there's nothing I don't like about it. But it's not something I would just be like, yeah, I'm gonna turn on some Every Time I Die now.
And some of their albums, like Hot Damn and shit, like those albums are classics to me. But anyhow, moving on. That was a really good match. That Canadian Destroyer over the top rope was fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That popped me.
And Pentagon picks up the pin. I was actually surprised, but works well with the story.
Well, I didn't think that the Young Bucks and FTR were going to win just because of the fact that, I mean, you're building to a match between the two. There's probably going to be tension starting somewhere, and it seems to have started, you know, right here.
Kind of. They shook hands afterward, which I was happy with.
You also still got to tote the line where FTR doesn't want to hurt the Young Bucks because they want them 100% when they have their match together. So I don't expect the FTR to really just beat the shit out of them, but I do expect there to be tension that should build in a logical way up until their match.
I give a lot of credit for just not going right to it, you know, like they're actually kind of trying to build it up. And
yeah. I mean, like, they would be best served if they waited till there was a crowd to do that match. But, I mean, who knows how long it's going to be.
Yeah. You know, like, we could get right to fucking, but...
Yeah, but, you know... Yeah.
You could suck my dick first, too. Pretty cool. I briefly saw this chick. Let's just say, very briefly. Didn't suck dick. And I'm like... Who the fuck is ever going to marry you?
Right.
Honestly.
Who wants to spend the rest of the life?
No one is going to marry you. Some guy did marry her, actually.
Oh, really? Well, he's getting a very long, dick-suckless life. So that's...
Fucking terrible.
It is terrible. It is terrible.
I can imagine that somebody would marry a chick who doesn't suck dick.
You know what's even worse than that, though?
Yeah. What's up?
A dude... who gets his dick sucked but doesn't do it the other way around. That's even worse.
Well, I was going to say, I guess it goes for women, since we want to be equal opportunity podcast here. Women who marry dudes who don't eat pussy. I know that too. I don't who married a dude who wouldn't eat pussy.
Yeah, it's like, hey, lady, you do realize he's probably gay, right?
No, I don't think that.
No,
I don't think that. There's this dude's like, I know another dude who... He's just like, nah, I don't like that shit. I don't do that shit. Like, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option, man. When I was a young man, it was like, get good as fuck at this, dude.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I would suggest.
I mean, like, who wouldn't like burying their head in that fucking goldness, right? Like, fuck.
Oh, shit. That little monkey.
Coming out of the little boat.
I don't know, man. Anyway. Sorry. Random. This is an 18 and over podcast.
So Cassidy and Jericho.
Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy, main event from AEW Dynamite. Somehow, I don't know, it almost worked out like the classic WCW WWF thing with Mick Foley winning the title, where Giovanni tells you what's happening.
Yeah,
it was like everybody knew Keith Lee was winning, and but they had to go see it happen or something, because this was a low point of AEW's ratings, and I don't know why, because it was fucking awesome.
It was, but you know, at the same time, you do have a high profile match on the other channel between Adam Cole and Keith Lee. I did check it out. It was a good match, but at the same time, I get it. You know, I get wanting to go over to see the double change, to see the coronation of Keith Lee. You kind of want to see it, but you know, there's part of me that thinks that leak might have been intentional.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know. Well, it seems to have helped.
But this match was great. I really liked it. The only thing, you know, and also they set up Best Friends in LAX in there, which is great. But how to put Orange over here, man? Jericho doesn't lose shit by losing to Orange Cassidy.
No, I get why you would say that too. I would rather save it, but I mean, I don't think right now. I heard it put really well. I don't remember where, but they're saying, you know, Orange Cassidy is really big with the fans. You know what I mean? Like, Orange Cassidy's gimmick is the best when fans are there to cheer him on for doing nothing, and. He would probably be serviced much better if he could beat Jericho in front of a crowd. That way you get that reaction, you get that buzz. But at the same time, who knows when there's going to be a crowd again.
That's the thing. Everybody's like, all this stuff with AEW, like, well, they can't have the Bucks. And first it was, they can't have FTR debut until there's a crowd. Yeah, then they can't have a match with the Bucks until there's a crowd. Like, how long can we... I mean, I guess we're driving towards that here now. I guess are the new... idea here is just, well, your friends and family are just going to get this virus and drop dead at random, but that's life. You know, that's pretty much where we're at. Things in America, I guess. If you're international, I know we do have a lot of fucking international listeners.
Yeah,
that's what's happening here. Is and just people are going to die. Like, yeah, you're fucking buddy might die tomorrow from a virus, but yeah. Did you see that thing I shared? This guy.
Oh, yes.
It's his Facebook. And I didn't just take this thing and, oh, look at this. Like, I researched it. I went to the page. I scrolled through all his shit. I saw his fucking obituary, all this stuff. But it's just a timeline of events where he's like, fuck, I'm not buying a mask. Fuck all that shit. It's fake or whatever. Then there's a post of him checking in at some party with a big picture at some, I don't know, like a club or something.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about how he can't breathe because he's got COVID. And then it's his fucking obituary.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. It's, if you needed your proof, that's real.
Like, bro, my buddy commented on there to bring it closer to me. He's just from here. He moved to Arizona. And he's like, happens to one of my best friends. He talks shit on it. He joked about it. He got it. He continued to talk shit on it. Right now, he's in the ICU.
Jesus. Yeah.
So.
It's wild.
Get your fucking shit together out there, goddammit. Really, I can't even keep my own family. I'm not going to even talk about it on here, but you know, I was talking to you about it last week before the show. Yeah. Fuck, man.
What a July 4th you had.
Dude. Might as well talk about that.
Oh, dude. I watched the videos so much.
Actually, on YouTube, there's links to all the high points of it. I can send it to you if you want.
Okay, yeah.
We had a good time, but yeah, we showed up late. We didn't go in. I went in the house once. I had to go in and piss. It was unfortunate. I drew myself out. I'm like, I don't want to have to go in there and use the bathroom. There's like 30 fucking, there's a lot of people out there, maybe 25 people, but I sat out in the front, like way out on the side of everybody and shit. So
yeah, just being smart.
But blew up $6,000 worth of fireworks. Shout out to my brother, Tim Vicious. The man is a fucking madman. We get there and there's a parking lot across the street. That's where he does the shit. Perfect setup for his house. But anyway, he's got like an enclosed big fucking dual axle trailer over there full of fireworks. And then a tow away. Like if you were re-roofing, you would throw all your shingles into. He's got one of those over there too, stationed. He filled that pulled behind trailer with dead fireworks, man. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
We had a goddamn good time.
That's fantastic. That really is. What, like, I gotta ask though, I've never been up close to fireworks. What kind of mess does it leave?
A fucking ton of them. A lot of them are big. Well, for this shit, he was doing giant boxes, you know, full of fucking tubes that are going up.
Yeah, fair enough.
He has it set up on a board with buttons, you know, it's like wirelessly sets off the fireworks. He was fucking with that this year.
So. Was he a fucking engineer or something?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
he eventually just said, well, fuck it. He was having issues with the thing, but there was a few that were like set to music and he was doing them with the buttons, but. Then he just went over there and they lit a bunch of shit off. But
fuck, I don't have patience for this. Just blow up the world.
It's crazy, man. He lives in a, you know, as many of my friends out in the fucking burbs.
Yeah.
Turned into fucking yuppies.
Not into, inside of burbs, but like the burbs. Like Tom Hanks is the burbs. Not make me a shadow burbs. Right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the whole neighborhood is that. It's the shit that's happening out there, but it's every, not every other house, but every direction 360, all you see is just fireworks going off.
I've seen like an overhead video of a town and there's fireworks everywhere.
Oh yeah, dude. It's a fucking war zone. It's great. But anyway, got on a real diversion right there.
We did. We did. America.
But yeah, I don't have a problem with it, you know, Jericho winning and all, but that was just one of those, I would have done it the other way, but I get it. If he's going to have a match with Mike Tyson at some point, which they seem like they're going to, I hate that, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I really hope that this whole Mike Tyson thing gets dropped. But I don't think it will. But again,
terrible.
Yeah.
He's so I love him. Fucking love him, but he's terrible. Like, why can't you just be a normal person? You tell a normal person, you go out there, this is what you do. Okay, cool. Like, he goes out there and he's just a fucking idiot.
Yep, that's Mike Tyson.
Whole segment, he fucking ruined it. Him and his other buddies he brought out too, you know.
Goku.
Gooch,
yeah. How did I forget Gooch? Fuck.
I'm like, that's cool, dude. Your nickname is another word for taint. Like,
yeah, your nickname is a sweaty area next to my asshole. Cool.
Yeah, cool. It seems right, though. He's like wearing makeup and shit. Like, dude, this isn't about you. Like, who is this fucking asshole? That's what everyone was thinking that whole time.
Oh, yeah.
While Tyson is being a idiot, they're like, who is this dumb fuck?
Get him off my TV.
Yeah. Rashad Evans, I'm cool with that. Vitor.
Yeah.
That's cool, but...
I mean, like, anyway. maybe tell me who they are next time, but...
No less. I thought it was great, and it was a prime example of making a guy while beating him.
Yeah, oh yeah, so. No. They did hell of a service for Orange Cassidy in that match.
And if you only watch WWE, I don't want to sit and explain to you what that is, but...
Wins and losses don't matter, Jim. You know that.
Yeah, for sure. So let's hit everything else here. Is there anything else New Japan that we want to talk about?
Anything else New Japan? I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't. This was the only show this week, as far as I know. And Minoru Suzuki. I know. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. All right. And as far as we might as well talk about AEW while we're here. I thought so. They do these contests. I watched the commercial free version, the Fight TV, whatever. But they have a contest to keep people watching when the matches go to pitcher in pitcher. It's like, that's fucking smart,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in Canada, it didn't work because the picture in picture wasn't always there. But hey, whatever.
Who gives a fuck about Canada?
Exactly. Canadians don't.
I do.
Actually, a lot of Canadians do.
Yeah, man. If somebody said, hey, man, you can move up here and become a citizen, I'd move up there.
Oh, man, I'd welcome you with open arms. I'd even have a bowl pack for you, bro.
I wouldn't move up fucking to the nutsack of the Arctic where you live, but I would move to Canada.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad, dude. It's pretty bad. I don't know where I would live in Canada.
Well, you'd probably move to Ontario and sweat your bag off.
I mean, if I could go to anywhere, I'd go to Vancouver or something, or near there. Maybe there's a small town by Vancouver I can move to.
Well, I mean, not really. Vancouver's it's Victoria that's on the island, I believe. I don't know. Look at that. I'm Canadian. I don't even know the geography. I think, because like Vancouver, I think, is on the mainland. Victoria is on the island. But yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Other things on here? Do you have anything that was.
You
want to talk about?
For AEW. He says. How about the angle they did so Britt Baker can get a nose job?
I don't know. Is she getting a nose job?
I mean, there was a picture of her getting her nose fixed, and she definitely did not break her nose that night.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, is it
a photo from months ago?
Could have been fake or whatever.
And it also could have been a photo from when she broke her nose last time.
Could be. Yeah.
But at the same time,
I don't think she's getting a nose job. Does she need a nose job? She?
I don't know. I don't think anybody usually ever needs any plastic surgery. But hey.
Summer Rae could use a nose job.
She could, but at the same time, if she didn't, I would still lick the underside of her tit.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, she's still really hot. Yeah. She just looks kind of like a witch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, hey, you know what, though? That would make perfect Halloween costumes. She could be a witch, and I could be, like, a fat scarecrow or an overstuffed scarecrow, and we could, like, do Wizard of Oz shit. You know, fucking the trees. Like fucking...
Enough about your Summer Rae fan fiction, dude. we would fall in love and we would settle down. And
she would give me AIDS.
Two children. We would grow old together into the autumn of our lives.
And then she would die. And I would fill my house full of helium balloons. And I would leave the plane and live in the sky.
Fucking up?
Yes.
I love Up, by the way.
I do, too. Up is a fantastic movie. I remember when I went to see it in theaters and I realized how sad it was. I looked at my buddy and I was like, holy fuck, this is heavy for a Pixar movie. Right?
Because I don't know about you, but like when I'm baked, I am way more susceptible to
trickery,
sadness, oh, and yeah. shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like it makes me. I don't know. That's a side effect no one talks about. It makes me empathetic.
Yeah.
I can see something and not give a fuck. But if I'm baked out, I'm just like, oh, man. You know, yeah, it brings it to, you're I like saw that. The, I was like, I was sad too. I was like, oh, shit. More than kids, probably.
Yeah. You're like an old native chief, you know, when you see somebody littered and that single tear runs down your eyes. It's like, I feel for you, Mother Earth. You know what I mean?
Not an actual. You know that's not an actual Indian, by the way. It's an Italian guy.
Are you serious?
Just like in pro wrestling. Yeah. You know? Oh, I'm pretty sure it's dirty. Not an actual Indian.
Oh well. Either way, thought was there. I guess.
Dude, I want to talk about the FTW belt.
Oh,
holy fuck! I think popped. This sucks.
I popped. I thought of like now you could have done. They could have done it so much better if they waited till after he lost to Moxley to introduce this belt. Okay, it would make sense.
But I don't get it, dude. A week beforehand, yeah. So you give him the belt and he's gonna lose because, dude, this guy can't be the champion.
No,
and he loses and then he walks around like, oh, I'm this champ. Like, no, you just lost to the champ, dude. You're fucking, you're garbage, man. I don't.
I pop for the idea for the title for you know just seeing it because it's something I haven't seen in eons. I remember the first wrestling magazine I ever bought that had ECW in it. They were highlighting the FTW title and I had no fucking idea what it was. So like for years it was this illustrious belt that I knew nothing about. And once I learned what it was, and it's just like, oh, cool. I think the idea is sound. The idea is it's exciting what you can do with it. But at the same time, this is not Taz and Shane Douglas. This is not Shane Douglas running around refusing to work with Taz. You know what I mean? Refusing to have a match. So Taz says, you know, if I can't have the real world title, then I'll have my own world title. And it'll be called Fuck the World Title. You know, but right
it
now
makes sense.
It can make sense, but right now it doesn't. You know, what I mean, it really doesn't. The look of the title? Yeah, I love the title, but still, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, and I don't know, man. I liked Cage quite a bit in Lucha Underground, but there's nothing. Like, I don't really get into this at all. You know, some people are, but it's one of those parts of the show that I just like. I'm not into Taz promos. I'm not into. Really anything to do with it. So
I'm so far I'm a fan. Every now and then Taz will have a flip up on a promo, and it'll make me giggle. But at the same time, you know, I'm down with it. This might sound cliche to say, but I think his entrance is fucking epic. The fire. But I mean, that's not all there is to an act. But no, I'm willing to give it some time. Hopefully I preface this, hopefully they do something next week to garner them having the FTW title. Hopefully.
I don't see it, but
I don't either. I don't either. I don't see what you could do to actually even change it.
I actually don't like any of those bullshit belts. Like, I don't know what you want to call them, like the broken skull championship or.
Well, I mean, that was just his replacement for the WWE title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was what he wore while.
What
he
were some
champion.
Of the other ones though? There was other things like this, not. Or was it just that one? I guess I didn't really like it back then either.
Yeah, no. There's not much that I can think of. I mean, like Ric Flair, the Real World Championship. I don't know. Every now and then, I mean, like,
that's it.
Sure, you got, like, the times when CM Punk and John Cena were both WWE champion, when CM Punk left with it, John Cena beat Rey Mysterio for it.
I thought there was other ones. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I thought there was other examples where people had these, like, dumb made-up titles.
The million-dollar title?
There you go. There you go.
I think that's all I got, though. I'm not going to be able to come up with much more than that.
I actually did like the million-dollar belt, though. Million-dollar belt's great. Yeah. Don't listen to me.
Except for when he gave it to Steve Austin. That was stupid.
Nyla Rose going to have a manager, but she's not telling you who. Then why the fuck are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was a very lackluster announcement. You know what I mean?
Not a good promo.
No, she's very shouty. It just doesn't come off well. She needs a manager, so like it's a blessing, but at the same time, like, who's going to be? Like, it needs to be somebody who's a better on the mic than she is, which it's not hard.
I was like, Kong would make kind of sense, but I don't. But she's not Kong a talker. Promos.
No, Kong's not a talker. Kong would make sense because she is the same character, just 20 years older. You know what I mean? And so. But I mean, have you heard a Kong promo? It's not the greatest thing.
I don't remember.
I mean, mind you, she's in GLOW. She's supposedly an actor now. You think she'd be able to act the promo, but I don't know.
You get a manager.
It's like fucking, what's those electronic pets that we used to get as children? I suppose you were much older, so you probably didn't get one. What are they?
Older.
Oh, what were they? I can't remember what they're called. But like, it's like you get a manager and you've got to take care of it because it's likely old and fragile, and you got to make sure it doesn't die. You got to feed it. You got to bathe it. You got to water them.
Oh, well,
you
know? What the fuck were those things called?
I can't remember.
Tamagotchi?
Yes, Tamagotchi. Yeah. So that's what it's like having a manager in AEW. You know, like, not only he'll talk for you, but you got to make sure he stays alive because he's really, really, really old.
I don't like WWE's having none. Well, I don't like WWE fucking anything, but they have none, and AEW goes the complete opposite way too far. Something in the middle would be about right.
Yeah. Maybe if we had less managers, but they managed more people. You know what I mean? If maybe Jake had, you know, three, you know, like a Bobby Heenan type thing. I could get behind that.
Old fucking WWF. Also WCW during its bloated years with the managers. WWF had put managers with people that don't even make sense. Can't even speak English, so you got to put Jim Cornette in there too. It's got two managers.
What the fuck? Yokozuna with Mr. Fuji and Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Why is Fuji there?
Because he's the Fuji.
The gnarliest ribs of all time on people.
Hide Yokozuna's food away on him as a joke.
He like took somebody the motor out of somebody's car.
Yes, he did.
Fucking crazy. But then like WCW, where everybody was, they'd have. Oh my god, they had so many managers. Parker and
Jim. They even had Ed Ferrara as a manager.
Yeah, well, of course they didn't. Of course they did.
Sonny Ono.
Yeah, Sonny Ono. I was trying to think of that other guy, the dude who would come out with like, James Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Vandenberg.
There was some other guy who was like James Mitchell Light. Who was that fucking guy?
I don't know.
I remember him in WCW. He would also have kind of evilish characters.
All I can remember is like James Vandenberg, which is
James. That's him.
That's the same guy. It's just different name.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I thought there was somebody else too.
There might be somebody else, but the only thing that comes to my mind is the James Vandenberg. But I mean, it's James Mitchell.
This episode is subtitled "Jim trying to remember things and failing."
Memory loss. Today's episode of SCL is brought to you by memory loss. More likely, memory loss. I can't say memory.
If you forgot about it, probably not worth remembering.
Exactly. If it was important, you'd remember it.
There you go. You watched NXT. I did not.
Don't go put words in my mouth. I watched two matches.
Okay.
I didn't watch all of NXT. I don't want somebody to think I'm some kind of expert.
Yeah, that's what they send me. I'm an expert.
My name is Expert Fudge. No, I watched the, what was the match now? I can't even remember it. Keith Lee and Adam Cole, which was decent. And then Swerve and, Oh, fuck. Who was it, Jim?
Gargano.
Yes. Swerve and Gargano.
Which, that seems on paper like it should be tremendous, but it probably was just average.
It was average. It really was. How
does that fucking work, man? Like, we talk about that a lot on here, but why do things in even NXT, but especially WWE, that should be awesome? They're just not.
See, and this is the thing, too. If this was 2 years ago, it would have been awesome. That's the thing. It's just that right now, everything is... When we had NXT before, was everything still kind of the same as it is now? Yeah. Yeah, NXT was more reliant on, you know, keeping a... It was still a well-formatted show. The matches were a little formulaic, but they were long. They were indie-esque, you know what I mean? And now that you got another program on your TV where you're actually watching variety for real, it really shines a light on the other show on how it really is not variety friendly.
I don't know. I just don't like the shows, really. That's just all there is. I think AEW, for me, is more entertaining. People do like it. It is mostly older guys, though. You know, like a lot of the dudes I know who would say that they like NXT more are older dudes. All are 50, over 50. You know, so I don't know what that means. But
I mean, it's also geared more towards an older audience, you know?
I guess if you look at it, it's the more old school of the... Obviously, of the bunch.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't like Orange Cassidy and you don't like fucking Marco Stunt and you...
Then, you're not really going to tune in to AEW. You know what I mean? Like,
and you probably don't like Nyla Rose.
We won't even start with that. With all that, it's obvious, you know, to me why I choose one over the other. But, hey. To each their own.
But, yeah, Gargano and Swerve should be... That's like a dream match to me.
Yeah.
At this point in their careers, too, it's like, oh, fuck, that'd be so amazing, but it's just a match.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really all it was. It was just a match. It was good. I'm not going to discredit it. It was good, but it wasn't anything that I've never seen from a Gargano match before.
You're right. A few years ago, that would have been on TakeOver, where they got 20 minutes and been just barn burner.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, it would have. Easily. Like I think back at just the fond memories of DIY and the revival and shit like that. Those matches were off the chain. You know, even Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. You know, all of those matches, they were fantastic.
Yeah. The glory days, these are not.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, who's going to ever call 2020 a glory day anyways, right? So you might as well.
Nothing like glory day of anything.
No.
Except for this podcast. Yeah. Putting out the best episode we've ever done every single week in a row.
Yeah.
Thanks, WWE, for the idea.
Every episode is the greatest
podcast episode of SCL ever. I'm glad. We're glad you're here to be due with us.
Ay, caramba.
The wolf man, dude, playing all the hits.
Oh, fucking hell. That's about all I really seen from NXT, though. There wasn't much else to... I seen the ending of Candice LeRae and Mia Yim. It was meh. Whatever.
There you go. That is all of the Wednesday shit. And New Japan. I suppose from here we should move on to the news, even though there's really not that much.
We'll see. This week in the news, Enzo makes an OnlyFans, and puppies have my heart. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to us. I did not see the puppy rumble or whatever the fuck it was. Tell me about it. It was on YouTube, right?
Yes. It was 9 minutes. Was it stupid? Yeah, it was fucking stupid. Of course it was stupid. It's three or four puppies in a fucking miniature ring just playing with stuffed ref toys and stuff like that. And if they leave the ring, they're out. If they poop in the ring, they're also out. You know what I mean? That's the deal. But at the same time, though, Jim, those puppies were fucking adorable.
Was Jim Ross on commentary?
No, Tony Schiavone was, and it was fantastic. It was absolutely... What, really? Yeah, Tony Schiavone was on commentary, and each puppy was a wrestler, right? Like, they would have their own entrance with the theme and everything. And so, like, I liked it. I for 9 minutes, for me smoking a joint in the living room, it was great 9 minutes of fodder to just sit there and watch it. Because, like I said last week, man, I love puppies.
I mean, don't we all love puppies?
Don't we all love puppies? The doggy kind and the booby kind. We all
there
love
you them. Fucking grown man saying booby.
What else was saying? Tit? I suppose tit.
I don't know. see the whatever. Okay. Oh, I was going to fire it up here real quick and look, but I got to watch 57 ads on YouTube first.
Oh, of course. Of course, YouTube, Google. But you know what, though? I have NordVPN, and it blocks all those ads for me. So
for YouTube too,
it's a white screen for like 2 seconds.
Fuck, that's all right though.
It is, yeah, it is. So
holy fuck, they have entrances.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's fantastic.
They're cute. Oh, that dog's cute as fuck.
Then they're all from the same litter. So like,
oh really?
Yeah.
I was hoping for a variety. Puppies,
yeah, me but, too. You know. Me too. I was also hoping like Pharaoh would be in it more, because like I wanted to see that dog just fucking ruckshaw on the puppies, flicking them out of the way. You know
what the fuck is going on, dude?
See, you're watching it, right? It's fantastic.
Was there more going on with your take? I would have booked Pharaoh in the match, but you know. I'm running from Pharaoh.
Yeah, man.
He's going to start managing one of them.
Yes.
Dated at AW, he would start managing.
He would. One of them. He would. You just can't have fireworks because it scares him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Okay. More people at WWE test positive for COVID-19.
Lovely.
It's upward of at least 30 people. But they, you know, you can't find out, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you'll never know because everybody's so tight-lipped now.
Well, you have to be.
Well,
that's some shit, man. That's some real shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny that who did get it out before they shut it down? It was Renee Young, Adam Pearce, and there was one, Kayla Braxton, right, for a second time.
Yeah, there was a few. I guess Lana's mother has it, and she's not like doing very in really well bad at shape. All.
Yeah. Yep.
Weird times.
Weird times indeed.
I don't even remember what story we were talking about there. I'm puppies. So fucking out of my head.
COVID and WWE.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, they're dumb. Now they're testing, but that whole time they should have been, they weren't.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah, it's a shame. It makes no sense. You're a multi-billion-dollar company, and you can't test people? Like, come on. Like, there's a Japanese company, a wrestling company, 01? Or no, 01's not a wrestling company.
It was, I think.
It was? Okay, well, there's
wasn't it? I don't know.
I can't remember. I was thinking that it might have been like a MMA company.
Oh, but maybe.
No, I think it was a 01. I think Samoa Joe. I think I used to play a game when I was a kid that Samoa Joe would always go to 01, but I could be wrong. They got bought by a parent company, and that parent company is that literally testing everybody in the crowd for free. So, like, anybody in Japan that goes to that show gets a free COVID test. You know what I mean? There's some people are going the right way. And unfortunately, some people are digging in their heels and taking longer. So,
fucking it up for the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. I fully expect WWE to have, like, Survivor Series only. Like, the fans have to survive. You know what I mean? It's the biggest Survivor Series match of all time.
Survive if you can.
Yeah. Steal Taz's gimmick.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah. The roster will survive if he lets them.
Yeah. That's the horror show.
Or shows that fucking card. Maybe we'll talk about that. That's next week. But WWE Raw draws the second lowest viewership in show history. As
is actually the lowest open it's ever done. Less people tuned in to the start of this Monday Night Raw than they have since 1993.
Yeah.
1990. Do you know who was at the top of the card in 1993?
No, who's that?
Well, I mean, you got Yokozuna. Hulk Hogan coming in for a cup of tea, but what's better is what your television screens were filled on and during every episode of Superstars and Raw. And that's like TL Hopper, you know, all the gimmicks that you never wanted to see.
Is that 93? That sounds more like 95 to me.
I'm guessing. I'm trying to get a bowl of weed going, Jim, while I'm doing this. It's hard.
Oh, well, go ahead, man. No, it's okay. Go ahead. This is, you know, I hear the results or I listen to somebody talk about it. Read. Now I'm not fucking reading the results anymore.
Nope.
But you've heard me bitch about that for the last 3 weeks.
That I have. And
still, I don't think anybody did. Someone sent me a picture. Evil Evan sent me like something that he found.
I think it was a screenshot of a video.
I don't know. It was you know, pretty good. But I might just contact that guy if somebody knows how to find that Stroud kid.
Yeah, somebody.
Sexual deviant or not.
I like my wrestling recaps. You know,
maybe he could just like DM me the fucking the results.
We'll credit you on SEO, just not as your.
Because nobody else will do it, man. You go online, you try to find results for a show. It's tons of shit. The show is. It's fucking for idiots. I mean, I'm not gonna read a bunch of paragraphs about this show. That's more the effort than the show has in it. Just, you know, the script for the show is not that long.
No, really, though. I bet you it's not.
It's like, I don't need three paragraphs about
Lana.
Fucking, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck they got going on in that show. Heath Slater came back, had a great promo,
yeah,
and then was beaten 30 seconds. Like, okay, cool. Not even 30 seconds, like 5 seconds.
It's beautiful, beautiful world.
Promo's great. He looks great. He's fucking jacked.
It really was. Yeah. I quite
maybe
enjoyed
you wouldn't have lost your job if you looked like that when you were there, man.
Yeah. Really. Where was this try?
I like that dude. I always was one of those dudes that they treat like shit.
Yeah.
But I always did like, you know.
Oh, dude, have you ever
even like Zack Ryder?
I was just gonna say, have you ever seen him on the Zack Ryder Kurt Hawkins thing? Stang.
Yeah, dude. All three great of those guys. Yeah. Those are an example of three fucking guys that they treated like shit their entire time there, but I fucking like them. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of, you know, Heath Slater when he was doing the fucking Legends bullshit a few years ago. That was fantastic. Face Invader, Sid Vicious. That was beautiful stuff. And the fact that you could not build off of that. Oh, like the I have
we've been
kids
calling
with Rhino
for them to do something like that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like yeah. They didn't build off of his tag team with Rhino and how they had all this steam when SmackDown first went live. When SmackDown was actually a decent fucking show to watch.
AEW should rip that off. I would if I were them.
But the
rip
kids
it off. Have some fucking guy. I don't know who you have that you want to do it with. Joey Janela would almost be fucking interesting. What did Heath Slater beat the Legends or no? He lost every time, right?
He lost every time to the Legends.
Yeah, I would just do that. Just do that. Just pick some guy, you know, maybe Janela, and just every week you have, because they're the perfect situation to bring in not even Legends, maybe just random people and have them beat the, like, 1 week you bring in fucking Nick Gage and he just beats the shit out of him, you know? That would be tremendous.
Yeah, no, I mean,
so somebody send that up the flagpole.
So send, put that on Britt Baker's clothesline. Well, we'll slide that up to Tony Schiavone. He can read that.
Yeah, slide that over to him. You know who else would be good for that? Although it would kind of say Kip Sabian would be great for something like that.
Yeah, Kip Sabian would. I would. Honestly. I would even go so far as to say the librarian would be great for it too.
Peter Avalon?
Yeah. Because he's so animated. His face is so good for great facial expressions. You know, he's just got so much movement and control of his face. Man, which is weird to say. I just realized I said somebody's got real good control over his face.
You know, you're probably right. I like that one, too. I do like that option, too. That would be fun as shit. Who could you get that's, like, kind of still active?
I mean, I suppose everybody is really under contract with somebody, right?
Almost, huh?
You know, like, because... Well,
1 week, Nick Gage, for sure.
You could do Nick Gage... I would, like, the things that would pop me would just be weird little shit, like, give me Sick Nick Mondo, man. Like, I want to see Sick Nick Mondo in the ring again. I'd love to see that. Can you remember Sick Nick Mondo, Jim?
Yeah, I watched a documentary.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a little disappointing. The documentary's a little whack, but, I mean...
It is whack.
His matches in CZW were pretty tight. I was always a fan, but, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of different people, man. You can't get a
fuck, random, get a
like,
Orton.
Not even legends, but just, like, random fucking nostalgia pops.
Yeah.
You can find tons of them. You know, so.
Get Ricky Morton, fucking Bret Hart comes down, does a fucking slew trip and a sharpshooter, fucking. get anybody.
Well, there you go. I don't know. What other news you got?
Let's see. Well, Enzo made an OnlyFans. I can only imagine what's going to be on that.
Come on, dude. It's not going to have his dick and shit,
well,
is it?
Well, probably not. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe.
Because OnlyFans used to be, like... OnlyFans used to be for pussies and shit, but now it seems like... Not.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you fuck, watch me eat dinner.
Yeah. If you join my OnlyFans for $7 a month, you could choose what I eat for my dessert.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I want to start an OnlyFans, and they'll have a tier where you can fucking, you know, but that'll include videos of me fucking my old lady and shit.
I do like a nipple of the day, where I just post a picture of my nipple every day. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What's in my belly button today, guys? Pull it out.
Doesn't have to be sexual.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You can, like, I'll post videos of, starting my day, eating my fucking chewable vitamins and my fucking making my protein shake and shit.
Yeah. You say you make chewable vitamins?
Huh? Well, I take like gummy fucking men's
vitamins. I thought you were saying like, I get up, I make my chewable vitamins. I was like, what? He makes them?
I was in the store and I was like, gonna get more of my fucking vitamin deal, my, you know, men's health vitamins.
Yeah.
And I like, they have gummy ones. And I was like, why would I not get gummy ones?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
It tastes great.
Well, they taste okay. They don't taste great. They're like, at first they do, and they're like, oh, this kind of tastes like medicine. It's weird. Anyway.
Is there any more news?
I don't know. Doc Gallows and Anderson are pretty much confirmed at Impact and New Japan.
Well, I mean, the tag division is pretty stacked in AEW. It's not saying they can never go there, but it is pretty
super
stacked.
It sucks, actually, because they have way too many cast-offs kind of already. But
yeah.
Fuck, I'd love to see the good brothers there.
It would be nice. It would be nice. But hey, you know what? You might see him there at some point in time. I'm sure it's going to get me to watch some New Japan. So, or
you're already going to be watching New
Impact.
Japan.
Sorry, I meant to say Impact. I'm blitzing my mind. Man. My eyes are barely.
Maybe. I think if they come into Impact as, you know, Sex Ferguson and Too Bad Chad, that'd be fucking awesome.
Oh, fuck.
I like can't get enough of the Sex Ferguson character. I think it's great.
It is good. It is good. I am excited to see what the Good Brothers are going to do. I'm also excited to see what else goes on because I imagine that most of these guys do end up going to Impact.
Yeah.
Heath Slater is basically teased for a match with Rhino, and he's on WWE TV this week.
Yeah, he's not under contract, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be funny to see like a guy that was just on WWE TV possibly go on and be on the Impact Slammiversary show too.
Yeah. And what, beat Rhino, I guess?
No, I think it'd be a tag team, wouldn't it? Like,
oh,
they're teaming up like they used to.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Because Rhino's been hinting at a mystery tag team partner.
That's funny, because that got over there, and they didn't do anything really with
nothing.
It. They did a little bit, but like, fuck, we'll take that act, and that shit's over. It'll be over at Impact immediately. People like that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm interested in, most of all those guys, because we're getting about to the time where they can start showing up places. I don't know, man. Rusev, where do you think that guy's going to go?
I don't think he's going anywhere right now.
You just don't think he's going to wrestle?
No. I think he looks like he's having too big of a good time with his fucking Twitch channel, honestly.
If you're making enough money to fucking survive on Twitch, then yeah, I'd say fuck wrestling.
Like, I wouldn't say he's making enough money to sustain his lifestyle, but I bet you he's got enough cushion. You know, especially with Lana still pulling in some fucking money, that he can wait until there's a good time for him. Because with all these people, what you always find is there's the vast 98% of the people will go somewhere, do something right away. Now, the problem with that being is that there's only so many eyes, and you're only going to catch so many people because there's a lot of other people trying to vie for your spot. There's always that one or two guys that lay back and they wait a couple months. And then when these brand new slew of fucking new wrestlers become a little stale, they pop up and they're the greatest fucking thing in the world. So somebody's got to do it from this group where they just wait around. And why not Rusev?
Mm. I mean, you got to expect Matt Cardona, a.k.a. Zack Ryder. He's one of Cody's best friends. I mean, he's got to show up there, right?
Yeah.
I'd at least like to see him be a surprise opponent for the,
TV title. I would like that. Yeah, I agree. That would be fun. I'd like to see that Matt Cardona just do something different other than Zack Ryder, because all I've really ever seen him do is Zack Ryder. I'd like to see something different.
Well, would you have to? Can he use that?
I doubt it.
I don't think he can. I mean, he's going to be Matt Cardona.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen him in his gear and stuff, and it's all MC stuff, not ZK or ZR.
Have you paid attention to the angle with him and Rapid Delivery Rory Fox?
Yes, I have.
I never thought I would want to see a fucking tuxedo match in 2020, but here we are.
MLW, do it in MLW. Yeah, I don't see it being done anywhere else. I mean, it's being promoted on the MLW network on Talk and Chop. So, yeah, fucking do it. Give me a tuxedo match between Matt
Cardona. You do it on Gallo's new indie because he fucking opened the new indie.
Yeah, they've been keeping secret from the boys in the back because they didn't want anybody to know. Afraid they shut him down.
Fucking great.
What a character.
Suzuki is Mizunori Suzuki is out due to a fever. Hopefully not COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you dare take Minoru Suzuki from us.
No, that lonely warrior's got to stick around.
Damn you, COVID! Damn you!
Not Minoru. But no, they say the last contact he had with any of the wrestlers on the show was June 3rd. So he tested negative for it then. And so the chances of it being spread is minimal. So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio is currently working without a WWE contract.
Soon going to be working without an eye.
Yeah. Please go somewhere else. Please.
Yeah.
He's got, like, just a little bit left. Can we have that last little bit be really awesome, though? Please?
Really, though. You know, really... Get the Rey Mysterio really needs to leave WWE. Like, look how good Rey Mysterio was at All In. You know what I mean? Like, that whole deal where he tagged with, who was it? Was it Bandido? It was Rey Fénix.
Sorry.
And Flamita? Was it? I don't know.
It's hard for me to say.
Yeah. It was whatever it was just every luchador that's coming up now that you'd ever want to see in a match against, you know, American or Japanese luchadors. You know what I mean? You got Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi and maybe somebody else. I can't remember. Maybe it was only those three.
Damn that fucking... We were supposed to get him versus Liger, but remember that a couple of years ago?
Yes, at and New he was Japan. Hurt,
and now Liger's retired. And
oh, what a fucking disappointment. Jim, I wish... Sometimes I've ever told you that I wish you'd shut the fuck up. Because now I've had that all forgotten about. I've never thought about it. And now you brought it up to me, and it's like, oh, yeah, that can never happen now. Cool. Oh.
Let down. Yeah.
You will. Go. Fuck.
AEW, it would be great not to be that fucking guy who's like, anybody, let's go to AEW, but you really should go to AEW.
Yeah.
Have matches against Pentagon and Phoenix and shit.
Oh, can you imagine, dude? Could you fucking imagine?
Can we get, like, maybe get that a legit Pentagon story where he is in the singles? And I want to see them do something like Lucha Underground. Not fucking cheesy, but... Just that he takes on, like, actually explore him as a character and yeah. shit.
Go around breaking people's arms, fucking explain how he has no fear and
he's
shit.
Gonna break people's arms. They never need to fucking be off the show for.
Well, yes, it's got to be done well. It's got to be done to people that you know have a reason to be off. You know, if somebody has an injury and they're not going to be around for much longer, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, break his
they
fucking
won't
arm.
Pay him. That's they won't meet what he wants. He wants more money than they're willing to give him right
who,
now.
Who, Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, WWE.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I thought you were talking about AEW. I was like,
I don't know if he's going to go to AEW for obviously less. But
I don't know.
At this point, he definitely doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Yeah? He's like, no. Wherever there's money, that's where he's going to go.
Well, I mean...
And like, rightfully so, you get your bread. You get that
why
shit.
Would he... in good faith stick around for a company that tried to enslave him for years. You know what I mean? like everybody knows that story where Rey Mysterio got injured and so WWE just kept on tacking months onto his fucking contract.
Yeah. They fucked him for a long time.
Yeah.
Finally he was free and was like showed up on Lucha Underground and I came in my little fucking shorties.
Man, it was amazing. That was a good year.
Yeah. But anyway.
Much better than this 2020 bullshit.
He wants his kid to work there. For some reason.
Yeah, for some unknown reason he wants his kid to work there, yeah.
You already live in California. Send him over to Shibata. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Rey Mysterio of all people should know this.
You think you would?
You know, maybe he's wearing that mask a little too tight these days. Who knows?
Could be. As you mentioned, you have to pull out the opponent's eye to win.
Yeah.
On this match on fucking the horror show at Extreme Rules. So amazing. I saw some clips on YouTube. Oh my God. Of people like, well, I can't even say kick your ass. I beat your butt at the horror show at Extreme Rules.
I find you at that swamp match, I'm gonna push you in the water. Yeah.
Not so dumb.
Yeah.
Doesn't roll off the tongue. Like at Starrcade,
at
WrestleMania, at the horror show at Extreme Rules.
I'm going to scare you. Boo.
Yeah. So that's next Sunday. I guess we have a show next Saturday. So I guess we'll talk about it then.
Yeah.
Fuck. An eye for an eye match. Every time I hear it, all I think of is eye for an eye.
I think of John Moxley and or Santana.
If I didn't already have a bunch of other songs I wanted to do at the end of the show, we'd do that. Soul Sly has this song called Eye for an Eye.
Oh.
It makes me think of it every time. But yeah, I don't know. Got any other news?
No, I don't think there is any more news. This is a pretty fucking relaxed week. July 4th, yeah. See? Everybody's recovering.
Next week on Fight for the Fallen on TNT, Lucha Brothers versus FTR.
Oh, fuck. Jim, I'm sorry, but I might have to go relieve myself to... to scream or beat off or something because I'm excited.
the Elite, Kenny Omega and the Bucks taking on Jurassic Express.
Should be fun.
Cody will be taking on Sonny Kiss.
Jim. Okay. Say what you will about Marco Stunt. Say what you will about Kenny Omega. But if I see a full speed V trigger to Marco Stunt, I'm going to fucking blow my mind. That's what we've got to see. We've got to see it. If we don't see that, then this whole match was a waste.
There you go, man. But yeah, Cody versus Sonny Kiss defending the TNT belt. And then, of course, the Jon Moxley, Brian Cage championship match, which, you know, I think should be good.
Yeah.
So,
all right, now, I feel like we might differ on this, but are you as disappointed as I am that Sonny Kiss is in that TNT title match?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, I love Sonny Kiss, man.
I like Sonny Kiss, but Sonny Kiss got his fucking ass beat, and then it's like, here's your TNT title shot. I was like, fuck, that's stupid. That makes no fucking sense.
Oh, did they have a match on Dark or something?
No, he was with Joey Janela, and Lance Archer just beat the piss out of him.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the one thing I don't like is I don't understand who gets a shot at this belt. And, you know, they should do some kind of a thing, even if it's like a lottery. People who want to enter do, and they pick, you know, a random. Or there needs to be an explanation of how the fuck you get these shots. You know?
And when they did it in the WWE with the US title and John Cena, they weren't doing it as like, okay, so guys, Heath Slater is going to get a match, but we're going to announce it. We're going to promote it. It's not going to be a surprise. We're going to make sure people know that John Cena is going to have a match with Heath Slater. Well, guess what? Nobody cares, right? Nobody cares if you have a match with Heath Slater. The fact that you're promoting this, a match with Sonny Kiss, to me, does no purpose to it, because there's no real reason why Sonny Kiss would get a title shot. Now, if this was like some kind of open challenge where it comes out by surprise and it's like, okay, well, nobody was at the line. This guy decided I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, he was the first one out. I get it. But this just seems so, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like how they're doing that.
I could see that. I just like that Sonny Kiss is going to get, a long match on TV with Cody Rhodes. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, no, so. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good, but at the same, I totally understand your side of it too.
Yeah, is Sonny great? Like
no,
but they haven't really taken advantage of him as a character
and the
marketability of it currently. And I mean, you know.
And the more he works, the better he'll get. Because he does have, good athletic ability. The guy could fucking do flips. He could do, whatever. He's really athletic.
That crazy splits off the top rope.
Yeah, like, he's really athletic. So he can go far. So.
Yeah. And two, nobody's really doing, I don't know if I want to call. I don't know if
you're dancing around Exotico.
Yeah, I don't know if he identifies as an Exotico or not. Yeah. To me, he is, but...
He's as close to Exotico as you can do in America.
Yeah. I know that you can go with he or she, but I don't know about the Exotico. I wonder if that's okay.
Yeah.
Either way, it's an Exotico. it's an Exotico gimmick.
If he was in Mexico, he would be with Pimpinella and stuff. That's just the way it would be.
SCL Hall of Famer Pimpinella
Escarlata is fucking.
That happened.
Well, why wouldn't it, Jim?
It's true. So that looks like a great card. I don't really have any other news.
No,
so, me neither. What's going on in the Federation?
Well, this week, actually, right now, up on Patreon is the Jinsei Shinzaki double feature show that will come out on the main feed on Monday, and it features this fucking guy and and Scotty from the Sat Pod to sit down and talk about with me and Travis about Jinsei Shinzaki and his match against the Great Muta, and his match against The Undertaker and the storyline that interchanges between the two, which is that he's dead.
Yeah. I think it's one of the, as we talk about on there, I think it's one of the coolest little stories in pro wrestling,
It is. And it's one of the coolest unheard of stories.
He leaves WWF. He goes to Japan. He has his first match as Hakushi against Great Muta, who, spoiler alert, kills him. And then a year later, he has the next match as Hakushi against The Undertaker, and he comes out in a fucking coffin.
Wearing the bloody pants.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
The match starts, he wrestles like a zombie to start and shit. It's fucking so cool. Anyway.
That's character work, man. That's fucking character work.
Yeah. You should listen to it. We talk about all kinds of nonsense. Scotty intentionally just takes us into the fucking woods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's...
And I'm like, hey, Scott, we're going into the woods here. And he's like, yeah, we are. I guess we're going in the woods.
Yeah. Be so prepared for questions that you did not expect to be asked.
Yeah, so there's that. What else do you got? Anything else going on?
We're slowly making our way through 1997. Yeah, but we're getting there. Coming up is, you know, we're going to be getting close to episode 200, going around, you know, Survivor Series, the Montreal Screwjob. So there you go. We're working towards that.
All right, well, check that shit out everywhere. If you like this show, you're gonna love that show too. From there, I don't know what else we have, man. I don't have anything else.
What else do we have? I don't know, man.
I've been looking around lately, like, I'll do a Mark Tank or something. But there's nothing happening. You go to WWE social media. I used to get a Mark Tank from Facebook. There's no comments on anything. It's like 30 comments on shit from Raw. It's just nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's watching. The interaction levels are. Business. In the shitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most exciting time in wrestling yet. At the same time, it's still match quality wise one of the better times to be a wrestling fan. So yeah. It's really off the wall in that retrospect, where it's just completely different ends of the spectrum.
So moving into other shit in life. Last week I did mention I was quit the Messenger. Like, I'm fucking done with the Messenger. I went back. I finally did beat that boss.
Did you?
It was amazing. Yeah.
Good for you. Good
and I'm still you. Playing that fucking game. At this point, I've died like 480 times.
That's wild. That is absolutely wild. I wouldn't be able to do it.
But the journey continues. Right now, I'm stuck. I haven't played in a day because I'm stuck at this part that's just hard as fuck screens, like 5, 6, 7 of them in a row, you know? Every screen, it's luck that I make it past each one. I'm like, oh, okay. And then the next one is just more madness, you know? So I'm not great at that kind of shit. I know there's a lot of people who are really good at those games, but I'm shit. So I don't know how many times most people die on that game. I'm sure people die a lot because I'm better than, you know, I'm sure a ton of people who played it too, but it's pretty fucking brutal. But it's great if you like that kind of shit. If you like a challenge, you like a ninja fucking Gaiden and stuff like that.
Ninja fucking Gaiden.
Fucking Ninja Gaiden, bro. But as the game starts in 8-bit, and as you move on, it switches to 16-bit.
Oh, that's
and then
pretty
after
fucking
you
cool.
Do that shit for a while, the music updates. And, dude, it uses portals. Because the 8-bit is the past, the 16-bit is the fucking future, because you're traveling in time throughout this whole thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're everywhere. There's little portals everywhere. So you'll be blocked. You can't go that way, but you go through it, you go to the past, and in the past, you can go through. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it does the 8-bit for a while, it does the 16-bit for a while, and then from there it moves into a new kind of phase of the game where it's a Metroidvania and you can travel back through all the levels, switching back from the future and the past, doing a Metroidvania style thing. It's fucking so awesome.
Wow. Oh, that, you know what? Hey, that's pretty fucking cool.
But yeah, it's like one of those, I wish they had an easier, you know, way to play it.
Was I beat The Last of Us last week when I was on the show?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I started playing this game Days Gone, which is, you know, the walking simulator. It's not that good. I wasn't a big fan. And I've stuck. I haven't touched video games since, really. I'm looking. I might start playing Resident Evil 2 again, and because I forgot to save at one point in time, and I died, and I had to go back, and it was like an hour and a half that I lost to the game, and it deterred me from playing anymore. So I need to go back.
That's gonna fucking do that, man.
Yeah, so I gotta go back, and I gotta finish that. So that's what I might do. I'm only like fucking 3 or 4 hours in, and that was the worst part about it.
Yeah. Saints Row 2 is on the Games with Gold on Xbox. So me and a homie who we beat this game 10 years ago together, but we're going through it again, even though it is broken and ugly and shitty. It is tons of fucking fun. Yeah, it's such a weird thing. It's like, how is this so shitty but so fun?
Hey, charm, baby, charm.
You know, playing through that. And then coming up in like 2 weeks, Grounded comes out on Game Pass. I don't know if you see anything about that. It's kind of like, it's a 4-player co-op survival game where it's basically like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You are shrunken in a backyard, or I don't know where, in a yard, really? Grass and shit. And you fight giant, you know, insects, and you gather things to, you know, craft, which I am a fucking sucker for that shit. Like, I get addicted as shit to games like that, so
that actually
looks really awesome.
I've been contemplating the idea. I downloaded it again and going back and replaying Firewatch.
Oh yeah,
I love that game.
Is that a PS4 exclusive?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I'll check.
It didn't really sound like my kind of thing, anyway. But
no, it's out for everything. 9 out of 10 on Steam. It's on PlayStation 4, Switch, Xbox One, Windows, Linux, Mac. You can literally play it on anything.
Oh, Grounded. Excuse me. Grounded is an Xbox exclusive. You see,
every one of those that you talk about is always an Xbox.
No, honey, I shrunk the kids game for you.
Fuck you.
Or Deep Rock Galactic. Shit.
I didn't want to play your fucking games anyways.
If you have Xbox, you want to play Grounded with me, hit me up.
And if you're on PlayStation, you want to watch me not catch the world on fire in Firewatch, hit me up. Can't play with you, though, because it's only a one-player game.
Pretty much only play co-op shit, but that Messenger game single-player.
I don't play a lot of multiplayer unless it's, you know, a NHL game, because I, you know, that can be a multiplayer, but I love playing NHL games. Or Rocket League. I haven't played Rocket League in a long time. I've been thinking about canceling my PlayStation now.
Wow.
Because I don't use it. I just, because, like, I got so many games.
You get
games.
Free games, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, hundreds of free games. But if I'm not using them, but I don't get, I can't keep them if I... You know what I mean? It's like gold, where I got to keep paying the money. And if I'm not using it, why am I paying $12 a month? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah. $12 a month, it's just for the games? Or what is it? Is it for the internet, too? Or for not for the internet, but for the multiplayer?
Oh, no, it's just for the games.
What's like Xbox Games Pass, then?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The PlayStation Plus stuff is the games for gold.
Oh, it's okay. I wasn't sure if it was your...
Oh, yeah, no, I always keep the PlayStation Plus. Like, I got $130 worth of games this week, right? Like, are they all great games? No. Is one an NBA game that I'll probably play once? Yeah. But I like playing a game of basketball every now and then.
2K20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that game's pretty fun if you stay away from the microtransaction horseshit of the single player.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't bother with any of that.
It's got all the classic teams, so... It's just me and my bro will fucking play that game. We just get on the same team online, and we'll just be the, you know, classic Seattle Supersonics or classic Bulls. Because they got all those teams on there, so that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Be the OG Charlotte Hornets with Larry Johnson and shit.
They do that shit much better than how a lot of the, I mean, it's EA, but. You know, the NHL games and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, their career mode is so much more robust, whereas it's not so in NHL.
Yeah, but it's just trash. It's you're garbage. Your player's nothing, and then you have to spend... I mean, it's just everything it can do to try to fucking beat you into submission to pay money.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
Yeah, they don't do it like that in the EA games. It doesn't feel... I don't see it anyways. Like, when I play Be a Pro, I'm literally rated 74. I'm not.
Do they have some kind
high.
Of a card or mode, yeah, though? Well, I'm sure they do.
If you want to play it like that, sure, go for it. But that's not my deal. You know what I mean? I like
all those games. That's where they make their money. Fucking Madden. They could give Madden away for free. That new NBA 2K game, 2K21, they're like, it's going to be 70 instead of 60. So I don't know. That puts it up $10 for you, I'm sure, too.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, it'll make it an $89
game. This game should be free to play. You guys make billions of dollars, literally, off of the fucking cards that people buy, that people who are addicted to gambling buy. You're going to try to go not only charge for it, but go up $10?
Yeah.
2K can suck my fucking cock.
Yeah. I don't buy any sports game that is full price. That is just not something that I do, because they're the same game as they were the year before. Now, when this game goes on for $20, will I buy it? That's how I buy every one of the NHL games. When it's on for $20, I buy it, because that's all it needs to be. Because the game's mechanics doesn't really change that much once they find a fit. It's just a new roster, a couple new add-ons. But $20 is $20. I can live with that. $79? No. Fuck no. Like, I bought Last of Us.
Just to continue to sell you shit.
Exactly. I got The Last of Us for $79. That's a completely different thing, in my opinion. If I could sit down and get 30 hours worth of entertainment out of something for $79...
Is that really games that are 60 here or $79 there?
Yeah.
So that game's gonna be $89. Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Fuck it. I guess that's the difference of like money, but I'm not paying more. I don't really buy games anymore. It's a real like I can only point out a few games I bought the last year: Wreckfest, SnowRunner.
Yeah. Well, like
I don't know. I just play what's on Games Pass. Fuck all your $60 bullshit.
The full price games that I've bought so far this year was SnowRunner and Last of Us. That's the only two full price games I bought. I mean, and before that, I don't usually buy games that are full price, because honestly, when I buy a game that's full price, if I don't have the want to play it right there, that burning desire, I don't play it for like 6 months, and then the game is already half price, and it's like, why do I buy this game? So I just buy it. Yeah. I literally buy it now. It's like, okay, I want to play it right now. Well, let me get my Ethernet cable. I'll hook it up to my PlayStation to get it downloaded in like 2 hours, and I'll fucking start. Right?
I know people like that, dude. I know so many people who they buy these games when they came out, and they don't have time. They're way behind, and by the time they play them, yeah, they could have just got it for way cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy games brand new and let them sit around, man, because you're fucking wasting money.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
And I work with the guys, you know, working in the business I do. Pretty much everyone who works there plays video games. If you don't, like, I don't think you should even work there if you don't play video games, to be quite honest with you.
It's like saying you're a doctor, but you don't ever work on people.
I mean, not really, but okay. Seems a little loose. But our whole business is video games, you know, so. But there's guys there who I picked up this game, but they don't play shit, dude. They play this fucking game barely, if at all. They buy them and never play them. Just because it's like the habit. They fool themselves into thinking that they are still gamers, but they're not. You know,
yeah.
Because they have wives and kids and, you know, none of that. I mean, they have shit to do, obviously. So that's not gonna help. But
yeah, Jim over there, fucking posers.
No, I'm not saying it. Don't give EA money buying, you know, EA or Activision or any of these cunts money by buying these games that you're not even gonna fucking play.
Yeah,
fuck them.
Fuck.
Anyhow, I don't know. I got nothing else.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think.
Charlie Daniels died. It sucked.
Charlie Daniels. Fucking Charlie Daniels.
People think of Charlie Daniels as a country artist, and rightfully so. Most people, I'd say more than 99% of people, they've heard The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and that's it.
Oh, that's who Charlie Daniels is. Gotcha.
This guy didn't even know who Charlie Daniels was.
I didn't, not gonna lie. I will gladly walk into that line of people that just thought you were some country guy. Yeah. I'll gladly walk into that line.
They don't know the Charlie Daniels Band at times in the 70s. They're a total prog band. If you like prog from the 70s, like Yes or fucking Rush or any of the other, you know, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, all those other prog bands, you fucking be right at home with there. They do so much prog shit.
Yeah.
Tasty.
I think you sent me that Spotify playlist that you're referring to when I went to Chicago.
Yeah, and did you listen to it?
Yes, I did, but I didn't realize his name was Charlie. That didn't stick with me, the name Charlie Daniels.
So I was like, fucking all but tons of songs about getting high, getting drunk. It's fucking awesome. I get stoned in the morning and get drunk in the afternoon.
See, that sounds very country.
Oh, that is pretty. That song is country.
Okay.
Me and the chick went the other day. We just in the afternoon. We took a day trip. Drove like a 35-minute drive out to this place that has a giant fucking cow. I listened to Charlie Daniels the whole way. It was awesome.
Nice, nice. She's okay with that. Time.
Yeah, man. Well, there you go. I pretty much play whatever in the car.
Yeah, fuck what you pretty are.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm the captain of the ship, dude. Yeah.
If I'm driving, it's my music.
I mean, every once in a while, she'll play shit, but we don't. I usually just play shit we agree on.
Yeah.
You know? There's shit that she says, she's like, I hate this, so then I just don't listen to it with her in the car. You know?
That's fair.
And there's a wide list of that shit. Dragon Force. No, she hates Dragon Force.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I can get that.
There you go. I don't know. But that's it. I got nothing else.
Yeah, no. I got fuck all.
Well, there you go. That's it then. Fuck you.
I'm going back to bed.
What else do we have to say before we go? Pod shoutouts.
Pod shoutouts.
I took the time to look up which of the shows on there were active or not, and I deleted a bunch because they're not doing shows.
Really?
So shoutouts to our friends in podcasting, Get in the Corner, Inhuman Experience, Shooting the Shiznit, High Marks, Smack It Down, They Live for Horror, Limbo Cast, Essentially Non-Essential, and Movies with D, Hanging with D. It's got like 900 podcasts with D.
Dude, whatever you want with the D.
He got into podcasting and he's just like, I'm going to do like 100 podcasts. I used to do 2, but not anymore.
I used to do 2.
Also,
I still do.
Thoughts to shit to our buddy fucking Jared. His
house
had started fucking fire.
Yeah.
I don't know to what extent all of that happened. I mean, but they have been displaced and that's balls. And so there's a GoFundMe up. You can donate to that. Hell, he's got 3 kids and shit. So that's a bummer.
It is. It is. So hopefully that gets worked out.
Much love to you. I don't talk to that guy enough anymore, man.
He seems busy.
Well, he's a busy man.
Yeah.
We used to do a show, you know, you'd talk a lot more. It's weird. It's like you stop doing anything together, right? A project, a band. Yeah. You know, it's like a lot of my friends, my last band broke up. I'm like, this is going to be it. I'm going to see you fuckers once a year, twice a year. That's where we're at. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need that reason to
get together.
Together every week, to touch base every single week, you know?
Yeah, yep. I agree.
Otherwise, it's just such a bummer. It's such a bummer to me that I don't see my friends, you know, that much. Who's messaging me?
Who is messaging you, Jim?
Fucking people at work from one of our stores. Fuck you. You whore. No, I'm not going to tell them. Anyway. I use my work Discord because I'm not going to make another one.
No, fuck it.
Anyhow.
You got to sign out.
That's it. That's all. You got anything else?
No.
All right. Well, this week,
close out the show. I wanted to do Charlie Daniels, and I really do want to do Charlie Daniels, but our boy Burbs dropped a new song. So Burbs wins. We'll play the new Burbs track at the end. A completely different sort of thing, man,
yeah,
for Burbs, which is, but I think it hits with everybody, you know, at least most of us, right? Most people have the exact same feelings, right? Everybody feels, not everybody, but a lot of us, you know, you feel that same way at times. Yeah. And it's like, just really fun. I think it really resonated with everybody.
It's a really good song. Really,
especially now, yeah, right now, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
We're all locked in the fucking house and, you know, at least here in the U.S. and the world is burning. I guess in other places it's not as fucking dark as it is here.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, just even being your neighbor, things are much better here.
Yeah,
much better.
I know.
Like to the point where like where you're sitting, I was like, you better keep those fucking borders closed, motherfucker. Don't let those fucking losers in here.
Well, okay, I get that. Don't let Americans in there. I'm with you on that. But my girlfriend is Canadian, and she wants to come home and see her family.
Oh, yeah, no.
She can't get over there, you know? She can't come fucking...
Yeah. Because, like, what I look at is, like, those motherfuckers don't even care about each other. They don't give a shit about us. Like, fuck.
Most people... the majority of people do care about people, but yeah, there's definitely the government and, you know, I don't know about 35% or whatever the fucking percentage of people, they obviously don't give a fuck about anybody.
No.
We got to send more messages on Discord so I don't have to look at this fucking picture. Goddamn. What picture? Two generic fucking jabroni guys.
Oh, the 2.0s, version 3.0s or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit of the group, people were like, B-Rad Brad's like, well, here's their story. You know, evidently, they're pretty good. Some of the stuff he described, I guess they're from Canada, and they did some of the heel shit they did sounded pretty good. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'll give him the benefit of it. Still pretty plain looking, though.
Yeah.
Still pretty plain looking.
So, yeah, we're going to close the end of the show with a new track from Burbs, Make a Shadow. Check it out on YouTube. Share it around. And show him some love. Tell him you heard it here.
Yeah.
Anything else, then?
No.
We thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, interacting on Twitter, just being bad motherfuckers. So we'll see you again next week. But until then, may you get all the dick and a pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.
No matter how I explain, no one understands. They think that I'm insane or I'm out of hand. And at the same time, I aim high, but I'm afraid I can't beat all of your demands. I haven't got friends, well, I have got friends. I know it won't make sense, but it does to me. Reality's what I'm fighting. I spend my nights in. I don't live very socially. See, I just normally sit there with a glare, looking out the window with a blank stare in an armchair, thinking, are there any ways that I can ease the pain off this heart tear? I doubt there's anybody who will listen, but there's plenty of the people who will preach. It's like I'm without air and I'm drowning in the deep. I've got my arms out, but you won't reach. I'm getting taken way beneath. I'm begging for pay relief. I pass my days with sleep. This is basically 7 days a week. And this fluxetine, it just fucks with me. And then all this shit repeats. And I've come to see that it must be me, as these tears roll down my cheeks. And there's nobody to be holding me. And I know it seems I'm a freak. I'm just hopelessly trying to cope with these dreams that are provoking me. Just when it seems like I've dealt with some, I can guarantee that there's more hell to come. These skeletons that seem to develop on my reach for the shelf to get some help from this medicine.
What a week, what a week.
Quietly battling between my anxiety, trying to maintain my sobriety. I'm depressed as all hell, but oh well, I got company with all these demons up inside of me. I'm entirely consumed by doom and gloom, unjustifiably, and I find that I'm fine with the smoke at the side of me. And I don't be denying to be relying on this shit, so please stop reminding me. Sometimes I feel that I just need to be left alone to breathe, and then other times I'm like eating inside and bleeding for whatever company not to leave. I'm indecisive, I know, but the right thing's to go, cause if you reside by my side, you'll probably decide that I'm a psycho, so no.
I wouldn't waste your time. I hate these days of mine, and this person supposedly looking over me is so openly no may am I. I can never get away, never gonna break, never gonna say that everything's all fine. And I really try, but I never find to see any light, and plus I never see no signs. I'm fed up with telling people that I'm fine when I'm not, cause I'm in a rut, and sometimes I find I wanna cut ties with my life. I try to decide if I should line up my pills or leave them lying there on the side. There's never a compromise. I'm sick of this shit being cursed like a bitch. Am I deserving of this? Everything is a blur in the mist when you're looking through somber eyes. Longest thing that I'll ever do. My head's been such a mess for so long, but what the fuck am I meant to do? I've tried these pills and I've tried to sleep, it's like nothing suffices. I've tried to speak, but when the words leave my mouth, they just don't seem like they do in my mind. So then I'm just deemed as a mind fuck, but I'm stuck in this hole and I know that I'm here till my time's up. I'm crying for help, yet defiant as hell. I guess I'm waiting on a little bit of blind block. I wish I could just socialize like most of the guys, but I'm hopeless. I just hope that I find some motive, but I know that if I show that I'm broken, I'll just open eyes and I don't want that attention. Or to leave the impression that I'm a loose cannon for you to use that as an excuse to dodge me. Just see why I lose passion? And I'm never gonna deal with this. And I'm not making a meal of this. Someone show me what the feeling is that is the opposite to this evilness. I'm sick of the sadness, I want rid of the madness, wanna know what freedom is. I wanna start a new canvas cause I'm done with the darkness, I just don't wanna feel like this. I'm past the point of pleading and needing for anyone to understand. I just want someone to take my hand.